Uh-oh. It's almost Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
And some people just realized that. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and we've all been there. It's Valentine's Day, the most romantic day of the year, and your significant other just ran through the door drenched in sweat, clutching a half-eaten box of candy hearts and a big present with a giant red bow on top of it. And at first, you're thrilled because you're thinking, wow, he didn't forget, like the last 3 years. Good for him. But then you untie the ribbon and you lift the lid to the box and your face suddenly drops because apparently he thought it would be a good idea to bring you your grandma's engagement ring as a present. Which sounds nice, but did he really have to go to the cemetery and bring the whole hand?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift is not easy because it requires something that most Americans are really bad at.
Mm-hmm.
Thought.
No, stop it.
It's our biggest weakness in this country.
It's tough.
Thinking. And if you're still wondering what to get your special someone for Valentine's Day, well, we might be able to help you out, sort of. We can tell you what you should not buy them.
Okay.
Not what you should buy them. We don't know that, but we do know what you shouldn't do because a team of relationship experts recently came out with a list of the Valentine's Day gifts that are guaranteed to backfire.
Dude, this is going to be a helpful list.
Yeah, this is almost more important than knowing what you should buy.
Totally.
It's all going to be gym memberships, right?
Number 10 says a box of chocolates. They say nothing. Yeah, they say nothing screams, I scrambled to find you a last minute gift like a box of chocolates.
Oh. Well, it depends on the box, okay? If it's a high end like box of chocolates.
Oh, like hand picked.
Maybe.
Right. Stuff.
And you can tell the difference.
You can tell gas station
yes.
chocolates
yeah.
from regular chocolates.
Yeah, totally.
Number 9 says a surprise puppy.
No.
Really? That's
yes.
not good.
No, because animals are not gifts.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is
it's a
big decision you have to make.
They say puppies sound like an amazing gift. However, getting a dog is an enormous responsibility, and you shouldn't do it on a whim unless you know for sure your significant other is ready for the task.
Oh.
You can get that puppy as a gift, and then a week later, that puppy is given up for adoption.
Or just go to the shelter and be like, I'll be back in like 4 hours.
Oh my God.
I just need to borrow this.
I was gifted a kitten once for a birthday. Yes, because I had mentioned how much I love kittens. And I'm like, I didn't know. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, what'd you do?
And they found it on the side of the road on top of it.
A feral kitten?
Yes, exactly.
It's a strange
gift. So I
had
to go pay for it to be fixed and deloused and debugged.
Yeah.
And then thankfully the vet was like, can I keep it? I'm like, absolutely.
Please
so
do.
Don't give pets.
Yeah.
Okay, good lesson.
Number 8, a Groupon activity. It says you might think you're being thrifty and spending your money wisely, but to your partner, you look cheap. Especially if you don't even print out the Groupon and just show them on the app. Like, hey, look. Look at what I got us. I got us going to a climbing gym together for a day. Half off. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Number 6, clothing for men. They say there's no greater ding to a man's self-worth than buying him a new piece of clothing. It tells a guy that you don't find his current style very attractive.
Does it, though?
Only if they get you something weird.
I feel like
I would love it if somebody bought me clothes. Like,
yeah.
I don't mind.
My husband's always really stoked because he is not a good shopper for himself.
Yeah,
and
like,
he knows that. He's like, these pants fit so well. I'm like, yeah.
Well,
because they're not the bargain bin from Target. You're welcome.
Experts say don't buy your dude clothes.
Oh.
These are the Valentine's gifts that are guaranteed to backfire on you, according to relationship experts. Number 5, cheap jewelry.
Ooh.
They say if you're low on funds, it's much better to buy something more thoughtful than it is to give her some tacky jewelry that clearly costs around $5. In fact, most guys think women can't tell cubic zirconia from the real thing, but trust me, they can tell and they will judge you for
Dude,
it.
Dude, I hate to call him out, but my dad did this 1 year and my mom will never let him live it down.
Yeah.
He went to like a local national like retail store. It wasn't even a jewelry store. It was like a Walmart or something where they have jewelry there. And she caught him right away, and she, like, got mad.
I know,
she's like, you don't think I wouldn't tell? And he's like, it was a
I like how
price,
guys can't
honey.
Tell. It's like, hey, unless you're Jay-Z,
you're
not buying a bracelet that is that drenched in diamonds.
Totally. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it looks like
$19. Yeah.
Number 4, a toilet seat.
What?
Yep.
Is that a gift? Can you do that?
It's actually a gift that people give each other a lot, I guess.
No.
The thought is it's supposed to be a practical gift that makes you more comfortable in the bathroom, but it's probably the least romantic image any man or woman could ever put out there.
Unless it's a bidet toilet seat, then that's love.
Yeah.
Oh my God, give me a little bidet action.
Oh, no.
Experts say don't get a toilet seat, even if it's a heart-shaped toilet seat. Don't do it.
Man.
Number 3, a fast food dinner date. They say this is the ultimate gift that says, I didn't do 1 second of planning.
Oh.
Even if your partner says, order anything you want off the value menu, you just need to say no and book a reservation at a real restaurant. They say, don't take somebody for fast food, even if you're trying to be cute about it.
Just make spaghetti at home.
See,
like, it's cheap.
True.
Just buy the jar, buy some spaghetti, and you will get love for that.
I can see a guy get mad, like, honey, I got you a Big Mac. I mean, it was more than $1.
And I let you add bacon. They do that now.
Number two on the list, jumper cables. Experts say that this is another gift that seems practical, but it's not romantic in any way.
Yeah, but I would like to argue, when you need those jumper cables, you're going to be like, I shouldn't have gotten so mad about them.
The experts say, only give this gift to your significant other if you do not want to get any action from them on Valentine's night.
I don't want
I don't want you touching me tonight. I got you some jumper cables. I got you a roadside emergency kit.
What if you wrote a little, like, it's to jumpstart our relationship.
Yeah.
And the number one gift that is guaranteed to backfire on Valentine's Day, any type of edible undergarments, they say.
What? I thought that was like the jackpot.
Disappointing. Now I'm going to have to go shopping again because I have so many pairs of edible boxers for my husband.
They say, not only does it say, I just want to hook up with you, but the latest ones, including Brief Jerky and Fundies.
Brief Jerky!
Which is underwear built for two, I guess, can be a huge turnoff. Yeah, if you're eating jerky underwear, that's gross.
Chewy.
It sounds so sweaty to wear,
too.
Says you might think you're being coy and sexy, but your significant other is probably thinking it's classless and desperate. Text in at 78592. What's the worst Valentine's Day gift you've ever given?
That's so much
chewy. Text it in. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.